Hi guys,
welcome back to our podcast this week. So last week we left off by saying how Hina lost her passport and that we might not be able to go to LA because of that.
Shut up.
So tell the world what happened.
Oh my god. So basically I was like, oh, I can't find it. It's not in my house. It was nowhere, literally nowhere. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's probably out in the street somewhere.
Someone took it.
And there was no time because it takes like a week for the passport to renew. So I was like, I have to go to the fucking passport center and pay like $150 for this stupid passport that I lost. Did you guys know that if you lose a passport, you can't just go to the passport center and renew it? You have to like show them that you lost it.
Right.
And one way to show that is to by going to the police station and then handing in the the document that you say that you lost something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was doing that. I was in the police station at like 9 a.m. telling him that I lost my passport. And he's like, oh, poor you. And he was like putting it in the system for me. And then I got a call from fucking Haneda police station saying, hi, we picked up this passport 2 weeks ago and it has your name on it and we have it with us, so please come get it.
Yeah, like we didn't contact the police station prior, you know, it was like just the right timing.
But I was literally about to go to the passport center after that and pay that,
right?
And wait another week for it. Then my old passport, I can't even use it anymore.
You can't even use it. And she just renewed it. Like,
I just renewed it, like, last year. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Like, the whole, like, timing and everything, like, I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. And, like, my mom was saying, apparently she prayed to my dead grandpa.
Oh.
And she's like, it's probably because of him.
And I was like, yeah, mom, thank you. Honestly, like, she literally loses everything and she literally always finds them. So, like, this is the reason why she never, like, stops losing things. I know.
It's so bad.
Right?
Like, because I never learned my lesson.
Yeah. She has dropped, like, driver's license, passport, phone. Like, she has dropped everything important and it has all come back to her. I'm so jealous because I lose something. I never lose anything, right?
Yeah.
I never lose it because I take care of my things. Yeah. And then this one time in a million years, I lose one thing and it never comes back.
What did you lose? Something expensive?
Yeah. Remember one time I lost the house keys and we had to pay extra when we got out of the apartment because it never came back.
Oh my God.
It was when we went to like the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam.
Yeah.
We did the whole tour. We came back home and I was about to open the keys and I was like,
wait, did we pay for that?
Anyways. So yeah, like key is so important. Like I never lose my keys and that one time I lose my key, it just never comes back. So I learned my lesson. I'm so terrified of losing my keys now that I have to like keep it within my watch.
Yeah, don't lose it. It's expensive. Unless you're the type of person where these things come back, then
it's just
fine.
Not fair.
But yeah, so thank God I live in Japan. Thank God everyone is super nice. It makes me want to not steal it and bring it back to the police station.
Yeah, please do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Anyways, now that she has found her passport, we are officially going to LA.
I know!
Yay!
It's like official. Like, I mean, it was pretty official, but like, we're actually going. But like, I'm not sure if we told you guys. Did we tell them when we were going?
No.
I don't remember.
We vaguely told them.
Well, we're going this weekend. We're going to Rolling Loud,
yay!
Like we said before.
I'm so excited
to go to a festival in America because the last time we went was in Chicago to Lollapalooza.
That was super fun.
As much as I do also enjoy going to festivals in Japan, like nothing beats the American ones. I mean, I've never been to one in Europe, so I don't know, but like
I think Europe is like a whole another, because you know the Europeans make fun of like American clubs because the music
clubs
is so bad.
Anyway, we are so excited and we will be posting a lot of TikTok,
a lot of content. Please stay tuned.
So yes, literally, yes. Please stay tuned.
Anyways,
what's up?
So you know that we are on TikTok. We love TikTok. I've been on TikTok recently.
Yes, TikTok, sponsor us, please.
how? Anyways, so I read this interesting thing on TikTok about this invisible string theory. Do you know about this?
No. Do you guys know about this?
So the invisible string theory is that the universe will keep two people apart until the timing is right. And you'll meet in the most random of circumstances only to find out they were hidden in plain sight this whole time. It's like their character hasn't been unlocked yet. So you know, theory is that there's this string with the person that you're meant to be with, and you'll find them at the most random time, but it's all meant to be, like, the timing is right, and, like, you would realize, oh my gosh, I've been working hard, I've been living life, I've been meeting all of these people just so that I could meet this one guy.
So you're saying that this life is, like, you have a destiny.
Yeah.
Like basically, like, there's destiny, there's a soulmate, that there's this, like, one, so
there's someone
person.
Else. Have I met this person yet?
Well, so the thing is, well, it says the character is still unlocked until you find that person. You know, it hasn't been unlocked yet. But it could mean, like, you could, it, you know, one of those, like, TikToks you see where they date after they're, like, 20-something?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then they look at, like, their kindergarten pics together and they were in the same photo. Like, that's, like, when you know the invisible string theory is, like, right. Like, you've met them before.
Yeah.
Or I think it's also, like, you know, you met this guy, let's say, on the airplane. Like, this whole, like, totally random guy that you sat next to. And then, you know, you decided to spend the vacation with that guy.
Yeah.
You talk, find out that you guys have a lot of mutuals. And you guys, like, work in, like, the same industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think those are, like, some moments when you realize, oh my God, he might be the one. Like,
that's so scary.
So many mutuals, but we have never met. And we meet at this random time when we're both on vacation or when we're both on holidays. You know, like, you feel the destiny. Like, oh my God, like, this is meant
to be. I can't even imagine, like, dating such a random person in my life, though.
Right.
Like no
romantic
encounter. Yeah, like, no prior connection.
Yeah.
Like, either I went to school with them, mm-hmm. I worked at the same place,
right?
Whether it's, like, a part-time job or, like, a full-time job, I don't care. But, like, a random person at an airport or, like, anywhere. Like, I know some people have, like, met randomly at a train station, and now they're, like, married or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard those stories, but I could never imagine myself being in that situation. Like, that's scary.
But, like, to be completely honest, I don't want to, or, like, I think there's gonna be a part of me that wants to believe in that so bad that even if I saw, like, few red flags, I would just look past it because how we met was so, like,
destined to be.
Yeah, like, it was so dramatic and so romantic that I kind of have to accept the fact that he's my soulmate.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do that. So I don't know if I like this theory. I know you do. You're, like, a... destiny kind of gal.
I am a romantic.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you will always be looking for that one guy in the perfect timing, in the perfect situation. You're going to be like, oh my God, he's the one.
Do you think I will have a he's the one moment?
But I think you're going to have, like, three of them. I don't think it's going to be one.
But you know how they say there are three stages of love, or, like, in life, you are supposed to experience three kinds of love.
Like, three types of relationships? Or
three kinds of love. The first one is puppy love.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you think it's love, but it's not really true love.
Yeah.
It's, like, a cute kind of love. So people experience that in, like, high school.
Yeah,
you think
yeah.
you're going to get married, but, like, you don't.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We've experienced that. I believe so, yeah.
Yeah,
we experienced that.
We
okay, and the second one is apparently the toughest one, because you go through a really, really tough breakup thinking that you can't live without them and that you don't know how to get past it. And the third one is the one that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
Mm.
The third guy is the one that you're basically going to have kids with, like, become old with, and live the rest of your life with. And he's the one. So you're going to have kids with the third guy.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell your kids about the love that you experienced the second time.
Because it was, like, the hardest.
Yeah, it was the hardest. It's the one that you tell your kids about because it was so hard.
So if you married the fifth guy that you dated, let's say, does that mean, like, the two out of the four is, like, not even love? Or is it more like the time that you were, like, the stage of your life, like, the guys that you dated when you were, like, in uni are the guys that were the toughest? Like, can there be two people that you loved but was tougher? Does it have to be, like, one?
I think it's, like, one. Like, even if you've been in multiple relationships, maybe how serious it was,
right?
Or, like, how much you actually love them, I think is what differs and concludes to those three,
right?
But what worries me is that we're in, like, our mid-20s now, and we have both not experienced second love, have we?
I mean, in a sense,
have you experienced a very, very tough breakup?
Very, very tough breakup? No. I mean, I've broken up with
a person before.
Yeah.
Not because I stopped loving him.
Yeah.
But because we weren't meant to be.
Yeah.
And if you call that tough, I guess it's tough. But like, it was so logical to me.
Yeah.
That it made sense. Like, yeah. As much as I was sad.
Yeah.
It made sense that I was able to let go. So like, I guess in that sense, I wasn't fully invested in him when I decided to break up with him. Like, I was already like moving on to my next stage. So it wasn't as tough. But I do believe if I was still like overly in love with him, I really wanted a future with him. But, you know, we lived in a different country, or we, you know, were going to part ways. I think that would have been a lot tougher than it was actually was.
Right.
Or like if he dies, you know, that's tough.
That's tough.
I'm never gonna be able to forget about a guy who, if I was like madly in love with him and he like ends up dying, I'm like
gonna boyfriend
break. Boyfriend,
if your boyfriend dies.
Yeah,
dude, if my boyfriend dies, I'm not gonna, I think I'm gonna go crazy.
Yeah. No, same. I think,
but a lot of people,
yeah,
right?
It's like I don't know how I'm gonna move on, right? Past him.
Imagine if you were like, well, planning to like get married and, yeah, stuff too. Yeah.
And like, even if I were to find a guy eventually that, yeah, I was going to get married, I'm never going to be able to forget about that guy that, yeah, I was supposed to get married to. Like, it's too much.
That's so sad.
Or like, if he's in a coma.
Oh my God.
And you don't know when he's going to wake up.
Oh my God. Are you going to wait?
How long are you going to wait? We're all going to wait.
I mean, I'm going to wait.
How long?
I mean,
like, let's say you waited 3 years.
Yeah.
You still believe that he's gonna come back, and his parents tells you, you know what, we don't know when he's gonna come back, and we feel like we're wasting your time. Mm-hmm. We love our son, but we also love you. We, yeah, want you to have your life, so, yeah, please just stop waiting for him.
Okay,
what are you gonna do?
I'll stop waiting.
Oh my God.
No, hear me out. And this is so funny because I would never have said this before, and I like, my mindset has completely changed like 100 degrees, 180 degrees, yeah, this year.
Yeah.
Because last year me would be like, oh my God, I would wait for him until like I die.
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck that, right? Yeah. So I believe that, mm-hmm, he will always stay in my heart. Right? I will love him, mm-hmm, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I get into another relationship, mm-hmm, but I can also still love this guy.
Mm.
But if I'm in this relationship with this guy, mm-hmm, but if that man wakes up, I'm gonna go back to that man.
But he's not gonna take you back.
Why?
Because you left him.
Well, he should be understanding of me that I waited for him for 3 years.
Are you gonna allow that?
Yeah. If I was in the coma?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
I'd be like, what the fuck? But like, that's different.
Okay.
Because I'm not.
What if,
yeah,
he comes back in 10 days, right?
Yeah.
So that's like pretty.
That's good.
Good. Yeah. Good. But he has lost his memories with,
fuck,
you.
Fuck.
Are you going to try really hard to make him fall in love with you again?
Fuck.
Are you,
gonna,
you were dating me. You liked me. We were in it. Like, he's not going to be at the same level of love as you are.
Right.
Obviously.
Okay. But honestly, I would do it.
Cause you would.
I would think it's fun. It's kind of like a game,
because, mm-hmm,
I know how I made him fall in love with me.
Right.
So then it would be more like doing the game again, but maybe I can do it better. It's, mm, kind of like getting another chance.
Right.
Like second try.
Yeah.
Of like redoing something.
Mm.
So that is fine. But if like another like bitch comes in,
yeah,
and like breaks this like story.
Yeah.
I would be like, whoa, what the fuck is,
or
going,
like,
on?
What if like a part of his memory is gone? So like he still thinks he's dating his ex.
Oh my God.
I think that's too much for me. I can't go any further.
Oh
than
my
that.
God.
I'm going to be like, you know what? You should contact your ex.
Because that's
what
makes,
you're
going
to be able to forget about him?
Because that's what makes him the happiest.
Obviously.
I'm gonna.
What about your happiness?
Yeah, but like he was in a fucking coma, so like let him be.
Wow. If he eventually gets his memory back, comes back to me.
Yeah.
And if I'm still single, yeah, maybe I'll take him back. But if I'm not, I won't. We'll just be like, we weren't meant to be.
Sometimes you're just not meant to be, just because of the timing. It just doesn't work. Wow. Sometimes.
That's so crazy.
And
I can't even imagine not having memory,
right?
And waking up and then like, cause they'll probably like show you photos of like you guys together,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff,
yeah,
and be like, look, we were together. Like, I wonder how I'm gonna feel.
Right.
Okay.
Like,
so
am I gonna feel scared, or am I gonna feel, oh wow, right. I am actually in love with this person.
No, I don't think so. I don't think feelings come back with memories. I don't know. But anyways, speaking of memory loss.
Yes.
If I lost my memory right now.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you would tell me about us?
It's Hina, who you've lived together for like 5 years, and I've known you since 18, and I helped you break up with your first boyfriend, and you would not have been able to live without me, and you would not have been able to start a business without you, and you would not be here without me.
It's not a memory. I asked for a specific episode. She literally gave a presentation of who she is.
Conclusion is, you would not be here without me. It's about me.
Why is this like so not emotional right now? Why am I not crying?
Oh my god, that's so funny.
You're supposed to make me cry. You're supposed to make me go, oh, that's such a cute memory that we had. No. I helped you with my business. I've known you since 18. God damn it.
Okay, wait, to help you bring back your memory?
Or it's like, because I've lost memories with everyone. Maybe I only know who my family is.
Okay.
And then my family's going to tell me, this is Hina, your yeah. best friend. Yeah. And I'll be like, who?
Oh my god, that's so... Dude, I'm going to be so sad.
You're going to start crying. I'm
about to cry right now.
I'm so sad. And then my mom is going to be like, Hina, can you try talking to Meg?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, gosh, what am I saying?
Going to be like, bitch! Wake up. Wake the fuck up. It's like, technically, your personality is the same.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if I'm like, yo, bitch.
Right.
It's me. Like, you were in a fucking coma and you got fucking brain damage, so you don't remember me, apparently, but we've been best friends. Look. And I'll show it to you.
Look.
And I'll show you all the videos.
Yeah, I think if I see the videos, I would believe it.
Right.
Yeah. It's just scary to think that you wake up in the bed of a hospital one day,
yeah,
you realize maybe you're like 2 years older than what you were. I would feel so sad and so ashamed and so mad that it had to happen to me.
I know.
And like, in that sense, my personality might change. Like, I might be so close. Like, yeah. I might be like,
yeah, yeah,
like definitely. I could literally get angry at you for just living life on without me for this 2 years, you know,
like a grudge.
Yeah. Or like a jealousy, or like this anger that I can't even like share with anybody. Yeah. But I guess you would have to. Okay, so this is the thing. If either of us gets in a coma, mm-hmm. or either of us dies, mm-hmm. we have to keep our business.
Yeah,
you know that, right? We can be sad thinking. For like 1 week.
One week?
You can still be sad. But you're going to be sad for the rest of your life, you know, anyways. You're just going to get back on business. Like, that's going to keep your mind off of the fact that you lost.
Yeah, I know that.
Me, or that I lost you. Like, yeah. I know that I have to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
Or else I'm going to go crazy. And yeah. I'm going to go in this, like, little room and never come out.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to work again for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I need to, like, go back to the work life as quickly as possible, because the later that becomes,
yeah,
the harder it's gonna be for me to go back to that.
Right.
So I'm just gonna have to tell your mom, it's not because I'm over it,
yeah,
but because I'm not,
yeah,
I have to like finish what we started.
Right.
It's gonna what I'm gonna tell her, and then I'm just gonna keep on going. I think I'm gonna become like a sociopath, like a yeah. robot
but
that
I
just
feel
never
like
stops.
You can do it. I feel like you can do it. I would try. I would try to fight myself.
Yeah. Ideally, it would be great if you're in a relationship at that time.
Yeah,
so that there's someone
I think
to help
so.
You by
yeah,
your side.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like, I think I can do it by myself.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can.
Yeah.
So, and like, our friends are going to try to help you as much as you they can.
They're not going to be able to.
Like, they're not going to be with you 24/7.
Yeah.
I need a guy who can be with her 24/7 and not only comfort her, but also push her to do her business.
Yeah.
Future
that's so
boyfriend.
True.
If you're watching this and I'm not here,
oh my God.
You better.
That's so true.
I'm like,
if he's like, we'll take time off.
No, push her. This video is for you. If I die, it's for you. I swear to God.
Make him watch it.
Honey,
watch it.
Make him watch it.
What is honey gonna know? Well, let's not talk about something sad.
Yeah, no.
It
just started from a memory loss.
Yeah, so let's stop with the memory. No one is losing their memory.
If you lost your memory, I was thinking about when I read this, I was thinking, what would be the thing that I would tell her?
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, but all the memories that I was listing to tell you was all from uni days. Which kind of makes sense because it's like the memories from like the longest time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I think that was like what I remember the most.
Yeah, well, I think that's when we had the most fun.
Yeah, and that's like when we got to know each other the most.
Yeah, 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 for sure. I mean?
You're like an old couple.
Okay, which memory? Tell them. Tell the world.
The first thing that came up to my mind was that one night, it wasn't only you and I, it was actually with this other friend.
Yeah.
And we randomly decided to drink at a park at night. We bought alcohol in a konbini.
Oh my
god. And we
got
fucked up. Like, we didn't even go to the club. We went to the park and we were like fucked up. Like, we got so fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
it was raining.
You were redder than a tomato.
I know, because I didn't know how to drink.
I know, and we were like, because it was raining, we were like drinking under this like bus stop with the roof.
Yeah.
It was kind of cute, you know?
Yeah. That was so young.
And like, she really had to pee. So like, she went in the bush and peed. I don't know if this is like TMI, but like
That's uni days, you know?
Yeah,
yeah. Crazy, crazy. Damn.
That was like our first time like going all out with drinking.
Yeah, I think.
Right?
That was fun.
Because like we didn't have our parents with us and we had like friends that wanted to drink.
I know. But it's so funny. There's like no boys. It's just three girls at the park.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was fun. But I do feel like I don't have a lot of memory from that night.
I don't either.
It's through the photos. Yeah. Though, I remember.
I just know that we got fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were talking about when we were drinking. I don't even know what we were drinking.
Yeah.
I just know that that night was fun.
Yeah. So basically, we were living in a dorm together.
Yeah.
And then you would walk to the station. And while you walk to the station, there is a park. Big park. So I have so many memories related to the park.
Yeah. I really like the park.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I remember like when it was snowing.
Yeah.
And you were like so excited because it was like the first time you saw fucking snow.
I'm from Okinawa, so like, you know, I'm not used to seeing snow.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Young Megu.
I was calling the sheet of ice on the lake a creme brulee. And I was like stepping on that shit. But yeah. Memories. Like, we had so much time. Like, we really don't have the time right now to be drinking in a park. We really don't have the time right now to be saying creme brulee to a frozen lake.
I know.
And that makes me so sad. So sad.
That's so crazy.
Right? Like, we were literally talking like 30 minutes ago about how we don't even have the time to wash our hair or get our nails done because we don't have time. And you, like, it's crazy because it's just washing hair. It's just getting your nails done. But it's like the process of like, you know, drying the hair and take like putting the shampoo, like it's also the process of booking a nail appointment and, you know, going literally to that place. Like, it's
like, it's not fun.
No.
Right now for us.
And like, there's no time to spare. Like, washing hair, doing our nails is a chore.
Yeah.
It's not something we want to do. But then again, we're striving right now so that we have all the time in the world to do whatever the fuck we want to do in like a few years.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Agreed. I mean, that's definitely the reason why I feel like we're working hard right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we know that there's an only way up.
Yeah.
So right now we work hard and then, because we want to be rich early.
Early, yeah.
I think that's also like a really big motivation for me.
For sure, yeah.
Because like, I know there's a lot of people who do get rich later, but I don't want to be that. I want to be rich now.
Yeah.
I want to be rich now and I want to be able to do other things with money, other businesses, other stuff that I want to buy.
Right.
For my friends, my family, myself, like all of that, I want to be able to be less stressed.
Yeah. So I do think my family is more stressed right now than all my other friends' parents are.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't have a stable income.
Nope.
I am always busy.
Yep.
I can never go back to my hometown.
I know.
Like, you know, I do feel bad. And I know that they're a lot older than we are.
Yeah.
So like, for me to say, can you wait a few years, is very different for them. I understand that.
Yeah. Did you see this like TikTok or like reel when it says like, if you're like 25 and your parents are like this age and you only see them once or twice a year.
Yeah.
With the average time that they die, you'd probably only see them like 10 more times.
Oh my God. That's scary. See that?
Like literally, like 10 more times.
No. See, I don't want to think about that.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Scary, right?
Scary.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. But what I want to do is I want to be able to financially be like stable enough to be like, I got you a house near my place so that you can come anytime. Because I might not be able to go, but they can come, you know?
So like as much as, so like if average people go see their parents like once or twice a month, they can just live there, you know? Like I want to be able to provide to that extent. It's just, I don't have much time.
Yeah.
I do feel the pressure.
Yeah.
So if it's just about me, even if it's just about me, I'm already feeling pressured because of this like marriage kids stuff.
Marriage kids stuff really scares me recently. Okay, talking about uni, it's crazy to me because when we were in uni, we never talked about marriage, kids.
And it was like marriage, stop. Like don't.
Like LOL. Like why future? Like, let's stop wasting time talking about this literally.
Because it's not happening anytime soon.
It's crazy to me how I just hear this word at least like once a day right literally. Now.
Like,
or like bombarded on like fucking social media about someone getting married or
friends are getting married. People our age are getting married.
I don't like how I'm like being used to hearing this word.
I know.
And like low key getting pressured.
Low key.
Like really low key. Like I'm not gonna get pressured by it. Like
no.
I'm not like weak to peer pressure and like just because others are doesn't mean I am.
Yeah.
But like obviously it's not gonna make me feel good about
no,
it.
No, definitely not. I don't feel good about it either.
Right.
It's just, I mean, but then again, our friend recently was like, you know, like, don't take marriage too seriously. Just get married if you love him, you know, and see where it goes.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. I can't be like, yeah, let's just try it out.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
Yeah.
But I also am starting to think that they're not there. I won't say there isn't the one because I'm just going to break your heart. But for me, I think it's when the timing is right.
Yeah.
And when the guy that I'm with, if I'm willing to sacrifice like these three things for him, I think I can marry him. And those three things are, I can respect him as a person. I am financially stable and so is he. And but did I say he's loyal?
No.
Oh, and that he's loyal. Like it's not even love anymore. And I don't have the time to be investing on someone he might become.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like maybe, in like 10 years, he will be successful.
Yeah.
But
he needs to already have achieved that.
Yeah. I'm not asking you to be a millionaire or a billionaire. I'm just saying you are independent on your own. Mm-hmm. You could potentially just support my family even if I don't work.
Yeah.
But I need to also have that as well for myself.
Right.
We both have that and he's loyal and I can respect him as a person. Yeah. Then I think I can marry this guy. It's not at the end of the day. It's not even about the looks. It is about the personality, though.
It is about the personality, for sure. And how much, like, I feel like it's really important, though, how much he makes you feel loved.
Mm.
Especially for girls.
Yeah.
I feel like that really, like, that also, like, leads to trust and, like, how much he's loyal to you. And it, like, goes back to that, I feel like. So at the end of the day, you want to date someone that thinks about you, puts you first, makes you feel safe, makes you not worry, does not make you anxious, guys.
Oh my god, guys, that makes me anxious. It's so toxic.
It's such a waste of time.
2024, honestly. No guy is gonna make me anxious because I'm gonna say no to that.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so are you. No more anxiety in the house.
I know. Our house is like haunted by anxiety.
Comfortable relationships only. Because
I know.
You know what? I think at the end of the day, loyal relationship is what brings, like, what helps you embrace the best version of yourself. Like, even if it's looking cuter, getting well dressed, eating better, getting more fit, or like doing well on your job, all of those things, I am only motivated when he is taking good care of me or when he's being loyal to me and when he's respecting me.
Yeah.
Him being like, you know, looking at other girls, talking to other girls, isn't going to make me go, I need to be prettier.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. Or like if it does, like that shouldn't be right.
No. And like if he is just blabbering on about his business and he's just looking down on what I'm doing, it's not going to make me go, I'm going to make him think that I do better. Like, no. Can we both thrive together? You know
yeah,
what I mean? So.
That's the best.
2024, I think. As much as we're always talking about cheating and red flags, I think 2024 is the year to bring back a healthy, stable relationship.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
You're saying something totally different from 1 month ago.
No. But I'm not saying that guy needs to be a green flag. I'm saying it can be a red flag guy. He just needs to also be working towards being green with you. You know what I mean?
Like, so he needs to want to become a green?
For the three things that I said, yes.
So you expect him to not cheat on you?
No.
Obviously.
And you're not going to cheat on him?
Obviously. Not.
She's capping.
I saw it.
She saw it happen.
I mean, I'm just...
Like, I know how hard it is to find a red flag
who is loyal.
So I think it depends how red he is. Like, I think at the end of the day, everyone has a redness in them.
Yeah.
It's just how red, how dense it is, the red. And sometimes a red guy can be loyal. He's so loyal that he's dependent on you, you know, or he's addicted to you. Like, that's also a red flag.
Right.
You know,
right.
So there's different types of red. I think, so for me, I want to be able to choose a guy who's like a complete red flag, but he's just loyal at the end of the day. Mm. Like, I think that's it.
Yeah.
And that.
That's good.
Right. Yeah. And that I can respect him at the end of the day.
Yeah.
What about you? Like, he might be red, but this one thing, if he has it, I don't care about the rest.
If he doesn't make me feel anxious.
Mm.
But I feel like I'm attracted to guys who make me feel anxious. So I don't know how that works. But it would be great if I don't really have to think about him. Right. Like in a anxious way.
But I think that's also like the mind tricking you into thinking that you like him. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, anxiety is also a feeling, but you're always thinking about him constantly.
Yeah.
And I feel like your brain is like telling you, if I'm thinking about this guy so much, maybe I probably like him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, green flag won't even make him think about you because you know that he's loyal.
Right.
You know that he's doing well.
Right.
So I think that's the problem.
Right.
So it needs to
be for me, yeah. I feel like I just need to find a guy that would be very, very invested in me.
Mm.
I think that would be the easiest way for me to find a guy who doesn't make me anxious, because I know for a fact that he's like fully in love with me.
Mm.
So that would not make me feel anxious at all.
Yeah.
And even if I'm bugging him or being annoying to him, I would be like, I don't care.
Right.
He's not going to care, or like, he's going to like it
mm-hmm.
that I'm like showing my true colors or whatever.
Yeah.
So how am I going to meet a guy that's going to be obsessed with me when we haven't even been to like school together for like 5 years?
Yeah. Like, and people say that's a red flag nowadays. Love bombing you, telling you that he's head over heels over you at an earlier stage in like a relationship.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know what to, I think the problem with this generation is that like people say so much shit about like red flags and cheating and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they don't provide us with what's the best, really. Like, they just keep on going about what's bad and not what's good.
Yeah.
Like, they say love bombing is bad. They say breadcrumbing is bad. They say cheating is bad. They said red flag is a big no. Well, who the fuck am I supposed to date? Why aren't you teaching me how to deal with a red flag? Why aren't you telling me how to accept a breadcrumbing guy?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, that's so true.
Because if that's all that exists, I need to deal with that, no?
Mm-mm-mm. Or like, learn how to become a better green flag.
Exactly. Maybe I'm a red flag right now, but at least I'm trying.
Like, how are we supposed to learn when the population mostly exists of red flags as opposed to green flags?
And it's kind of stupid if you're the only loyal bitch, you know?
Yeah.
When everyone else is cheating. That doesn't make me want to cheat, but like, I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's like not fair, right?
Like, for me, only because I don't like being like everyone else, I might choose to be a green flag if everyone's a red flag, but that's the only reason why.
Right.
You know what I mean? Kind of pisses me off.
No, I understand. That was a very good point that you made. Thank you. Hence, we are here to teach these people that, you know, don't be swayed away by red flags.
No.
And red flags aren't cool. Like, it's cool to be a green flag.
I think it's worse when a person thinks being a red flag is cool.
Right.
I think that's the worst.
Right. I think a lot of people think being a red flag is cool.
I think it's important to know that that's not something good for you.
Right.
And that you want to change that.
Right. And I also think there's like many, many layers and many ways you could be a red flag.
Right.
It's not just cheating.
Right.
And I think a lot of people might find that part of red flag being cool.
Mm,
like cheating.
Fucking around.
Yeah. Like, I'm not like dedicated to just one bitch. Like, I have multiple girls. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'm popular.
Yeah.
Kind of red flag. As opposed to, do they also know that being like super duper sokubaki, like you can't like stop texting them. You need to know where they are. Like, you can't stop thinking about them. You spend so much money on them.
Right.
Like, you're attached, basically. That's also a red flag.
For sure.
So, like, being a red flag doesn't necessarily mean you're cool.
No. It being could mean that you're fucking toxic.
Green flag is cool.
It's not.
Green flag.
I think I love it when a guy who looks like a major red flag is like low-key a green flag.
Yeah, see, that's not fair.
I know.
It's so not fair, but
like,
I
need him to be through all the red flag phases. I need him to be there, done that. I know what you're talking about when you say, you know, use it this at this time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, whoa, you're such a bitch. Like, you're such a whore. Like, I need to be like, yeah, we went through that, right? Like, I need to be able to talk about that kind of stuff with him.
Yeah. No, I totally understand what you mean. That's very attractive when red flaggy looking guy is majorly green.
Yeah.
Like, he can just, like, you know.
And because he knows that he can get girls, he doesn't feel the need to cheat.
Mm.
Like, that's so hot. Like,
you're that confident? Okay. Yeah. Or, like, he just basically think it's just a waste of time. Like, what's the point?
I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Literally, what's the point?
What's the point?
You come to a conclusion of, I'm wasting my time, their time. No one is benefiting from this.
If it's just sex, go see your girlfriend. Right?
Yeah, it's that simple.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyways.
Wow. That was a good episode.
Yeah, I think this is... Okay, let me rephrase what I just said. 2024 is the year to find a green flag that looks like a red flag.
Okay, yes. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I want to find the same too. Oh my God, I'm so uninterested in a green flag looking guy who is a red flag.
Oh my God. That's the worst. Oh my God. Oh my God.
We're talking about Mujirushike Danshihiro, guys.
Guys who look soft and caring and kind, who be cheating with all these bitches because he couldn't say no.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening.
Love you guys. See you next week.
Bye.